All right. How we doing? D-Led, I think you're in the wrong spot. No?
North Dakota State quarterback Carson Wentz will be at podium seat momentarily.
Okay, go ahead.
What you might expect from the league or what you guys might do?
Yeah, I know the league's looking into it. From the information that we have, I don't expect much to come of it. You know, we stand by our statement from that we released that, you know, there's no place for violence in the NFL or in society. So Dante's a great kid. He's got a great spirit about him. He's a young person. He's going to learn, you know, how to handle situations. And I think for the most part moving forward, I think, you know, he's been doing the right things, and I think he's going to continue to do the right things.
Completely unrelated now. Are you looking forward to going back to London again this year?
Yeah. You know, if we're going to play a home game away, to play over in London, it's been a great opportunity for us, and the fans over there have really gravitated towards our team, and it's kind of home away from home for us. And obviously, you know, it's a little bit of a lengthy trip, but our players have become accustomed to it, and we're doing it better each year.
How disappointed were you that the league felt the need to put out a statement?
Well, you know, I think the league, you know, when it comes to the league and the teams, whatever we do what's in the best interest of our team and our players. And so I guess, you know, for what the league did, I guess you'll have to comment, or they'll have to comment on, you know, what they released and why they released it.
What's the fun and, I guess, what's the challenge of having a lot of cap space?
The fun is to know that you have it, and you have it at your disposal if you need it. The challenge is to be able to find the players to spend it on.
And
I guess you just can't, you know, create players to spend it on. And, you know, the nature of free agency is you're going to overpay. And if you want a player, you're going to have to overpay to get him. And it's just the nature of the beast. And there's a limited talent pool of players. And there seems to be a large pool of money this year, especially in North Florida.
What's the plan to upgrade your defense this offseason?
Well, the plan is, you know, obviously, when we started this process of building this team, we looked at it and we said, hey, it's going to be difficult to build both sides of the ball at the same time. So the way the drafts were set up, and they were both the last 2 years offensively heavy drafts. So we said, let's take advantage of that. Let's get our quarterback. Let's build around him. Let's get him some playmakers. And we feel like with the two Allens, T.J. Yeldon, young offensive line, and then we paid last year Julius Thomas in free agency, Marquise Lee, Rashad Green. We feel like we have a good core of talent around Blake. I think for Blake's standpoint, the quarterback position, he's kind of come on quicker than we imagined. I think I told some of you guys quietly, he threw for 4,400 yards and 35 touchdowns this year, which, I think over the last 10 years, I think there's only been 9 quarterbacks to do it, Blake being one of 9, and the other 8 is kind of who's who of, future Hall of Famers. So feel really good about that. And I think he's got the mindset where, you know, he's not satisfied, and neither is our young group of players.
Speaking of playmakers, it seems like Allen Hurns just come on in a real big way over the course of at least the last year. Can you just take us through the evaluation process with him, how you kind of found him, and how you're able to get a guy like that in undrafted free agency?
Sure. I think for the most part, you know, the year he came out was a very top-heavy draft for wide receivers. We took 2 receivers early on in that year, and Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee. And then we went on and filled all their needs. And as we were going through the draft, we actually had pretty good grades from our scouting staff. Our scouting staff did a great job on it. And after the draft, he was sitting there, and we had the 2 young guys we drafted, but we still had 3 more spots on our roster that we needed to fill. And we were aggressive. I think we made him the highest paid college free agent after the draft as far as wide receivers go. And then he came in, and then from day one, he was like he is. He's a pro. He's a great kid. He's a tremendous worker. And, you know, I think we had some injuries. Allen Robinson got hurt in that camp. Marquise Lee got hurt, and he took the opportunity and ran with it.
David, is T.J. Yeldon shaping up as a player that can carry, like, a workhorse-type load for you guys? Or, I mean, what's your evaluation?
Yeah, T.J.'s been tremendous. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I've been most impressed with T.J. is his pass protection. coming out of Alabama was one of the question marks we had. And to his credit, to Coach Skipper and our offensive staff, they worked on it from day one and turned into one of the better young pass protecting backs that I've been around. And his hands are great. He's a three down back. And, you know, if he didn't get injured late in the year, it would have been a 1,000-yard gainer and averaged 4.1 per carry. And I feel really good about where he's at. And he's working hard this offseason, and he's healthy. So I think, you know, sky's the limit for him coming up.
And what about the depth behind him at that position?
Well, we have Denard Robinson, who we like. Denard's a great special teamer. And then we signed Jonas Gray late in the year last year. Did a nice job. And, you know, we expect him to come in and compete. We'll look in free agency. We'll look in the draft. We have Toby Gerhardt still on our team. And then, we had Corey Grant, a rookie free agent at Auburn last year that, showed a lot of promise as a change of pace back and, a guy that can, really take the top off. He's a 4.2 speed guy. And I think he was fifth in the league in kickoff returns when he got hurt. But we look for him to challenge for some play time this year, too.
Hey, how confident are you in the improvement that you want to kind of sustain?
Well, I think, you know, free agency, it's not you're not going to find a sustainable improvement. You might be able to find a quick fix, but we have 8 draft picks that, as you guys all know, we'll probably devote a large portion of those to the defensive side of the ball. And until we can, you know, we feel like the first 3 years, we're really focused on the offensive side of the ball. That side of the ball will continue to mature. And now it's really time to focus on the defense. You look at what the Denver Broncos have done and the resources they invested in their defense and draft picks over the last 5 years. I think the majority of their picks were on defense early on in the draft. And I think that's probably a plan that we'll follow. And the best way to get to where we want to be is to improve the defense and get that to be a top 5 defense. I don't think we're going to go from the 28th ranked defense to the second ranked defense in a year. But I think we can get to a point where we could be very successful. And if we have a high power offense, we can do some good things this year. Well, obviously there's risk based off age. You know, older players tend to get hurt and they don't play for as long of a time. But the risk comes into the type of contract you give those guys. And, you know, the contract structure is important where you can minimize risk. You don't mind paying them as long as they're playing. But so you can minimize the risk to a degree with the contract, but realize that it's not a long-term fix, but a fix that can get you to a point where you draft guys and develop your own. Yeah, and I think for us it is. You know, the first couple of years we knew we weren't ready to compete, and so to draft or to sign a 30-plus year old, you know, veteran player, we knew we wanted to find young players. We wanted to find guys like Talvin Smith, Aaron Colvin, that could develop. So this year, when we're ready to compete, that those guys are ready to play and have the experience.
Jacksonville has a lot of money, but league wide, a lot of teams have money.
Sure.
With that said, is it harder to identify free agents in a year's time?
Well, it is because you have to be cautious and you have to look at why they're becoming free agents. Because if a team has the money and the financial capability of doing it, why aren't they doing it? You know, so you look at teams like last year with Julius Thomas in Denver, you know, they had Demaryius Thomas and they were only capable of signing one. So you look at, hey, you know, they just couldn't do it. They probably would have liked to do it, but they just couldn't do it from a financial standpoint.
Jalen Ramsey playing corner and safety. How do you decide which one he's better fit for when you're evaluating him?
Well, I think a lot of it will depend on this week and watching him move around and, you know, some private workouts that we may have for him. Style of defense that you play. Are you a press man team? Are you an off zone team? How do you play your free safety? Is he a single high free safety? Do you have two, you know, a strong and a free back there? So I think a lot of it depends on that. So he's capable of doing both. And I think a lot of it comes into where he's going to go in the draft. What do you value more? Do you value your free safety or your corner? Yeah, I think each case is different. And you guys know, being around us for the last 3 years, is we put a premium on character and highly intelligent guys that are tough and are well-rounded individuals. And we're not going to be perfect, and the kids aren't going to be perfect either. They're 21, 22-year-old kids. And, you know, it's our job to help develop them, not only on the field but off the field. And each issue is different, and we have a threshold of things that are acceptable, and we have a threshold of things that aren't, and you just weigh that into it.
Marquise Lee, end of the year healthy. What are your expectations for him when he comes back to the offseason?
Yeah, if he could start the year like he finished it, I think I think the problem is going to be is how are we going to spread the ball around, because you got Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, Rashad Green, Brian Walters, Julius Thomas, TJ Yeldon. So there's one ball, and I think the hard part's going to be, you know, how do you put those guys in position to succeed? And Marquise is extremely talented, and going into his third year, I expect big things out of him, and I think our coaching staff does too. He has an element that he brings to our team in terms of speed and explosion that that is hard to find, and that we really don't have on our team right now.
Thanks, guys.